Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear! I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Go on. Okay. Tom's got a little improv he'd like to do at the top of the show.
I'm Tom of podcast fame.
Oh. And I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and I've checked the charts recently. So yes, welcome, of course, to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
It is exciting, actually. I hope one day you guys get to experience what it's like to be of podcast fame. Because
yeah,
I'd love to.
I'm living pretty high on the hog off it, let me tell you.
How does this fame manifest itself, Tom? I'd love to know.
Oh, well, I can barely leave my house without people. Door's broken.
I can barely leave my house in a big belch makes you think of the guys who have to have like a wall of their house removed so they can be airlifted to hospital. It's not
exactly.
I can barely leave my house. That's got nothing to do with podcast fame. That's your cholesterol, mate.
I'm living high on the hog. I'm living high on the podcast hog. That's right.
I am Tom of Man Who Ate a Pig in Exeter Town Square fame.
I'd listen to that podcast, Tom.
That's the podcast I'm talking about. That's the podcast I'm famous for.
The hogcast, yeah.
Untrusty hogs.
from snout to trotter, series one.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Speaking of trusty hogs, by the way, we've had a few messages about this. After Helen Bauer appeared on Flatshare Slamdown, that episode will be out in a couple of months' time. She's apparently started a beef with us, podcast.
No.
However, the the thing about beefs is, you've got, like, I guess we have to listen to each other's podcast to find out what's happening. I can't be bothered. I've heard it's very good, and I watch all the clips on Instagram, but that's about as much as I can handle of those two. So,
is this you starting a beef?
Who knows?
Like
is it?
It?
Is it me starting
like
a beef?
It.
I don't
Jeepers
know, man.
Creepers.
You tell me. But no, they're very lovely people.
It's not a great beef, mate.
I know. I don't know what the nature of their beef is yet. I will eventually. If somebody wants to do us the service of clipping up the bit where they've talked about, I can't be waiting. There's loads of episodes. If someone wants to clip us up the bit,
pappysflatshare@gmail.com,
please.
You've got to eat an entire cow, don't you?
That's right. Why?
Lots on your plate, literally.
There's only one way to best the untrusty hogs, and that's with cattle do pig. No, that can't work.
Yeah. Okay.
Cattle do pig is the next episode, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like the old lady who swallowed a fly. Every week we eat increasingly larger. Oh my god,
we've started very big as well.
Yeah, I was going to say next week after that bulls on parade.
Yeah,
the final week is Clark eating a combine harvester, and that's going to be something to really. It's going to be something to hear. Right, so to talk about the other pods we're getting up to. Don't forget that the Cheerful Earful Festival, the tickets are currently on sale. Now, they're doing a weird little thing, the Cheerful Earful.
Yeah, they are. They're playing us off each other, aren't they?
Where they are, yeah. They're tweeting about who... Because there's three podcasts happening on the day we're doing, which is October the 9th at the in Balham. They have decided to go, oh, looks like Birthday Girls have just started. They've sold a few more tickets than Pappy's. Oh, it looks like this one's in the lead. Looks like that one's in the lead. Yeah, delighted to announce the Birthday Girls have overtaken Pappy's on ticket sales for day four, which is especially awkward considering Pappy's will be their guests. And I thought, let's not get into this. Let's not do that. Let's not play that kind of game. And then, of course, the only person to retweet it is the Birthday Girls, who said the race is on.
Okay. No, but let's, we're talking.
So let's not let the birthday girls win. And it's, you know, we do need to sell more tickets because, of course, we're in a slightly bigger venue than them. So so yeah. Anyway, yeah, get your tickets from the Cheerful Earful website if you'd like to go there. And it's October the 9th, and obviously it's going to be us doing Flatshare Slamdown with the birthday girls as guests, and then it's going to be the birthday girls doing their house party with us as guests. So it should be really good fun. Why not do the double? We should sell the exact
same amount of tickets. Surely you do the double.
You've got to do the double.
Surely you do the double.
5 p.m. Pappies and birthday girls, 7 p.m. birthday girls and Pappies. What a great evening. What a great Sunday evening that is.
Unless you're not a fan of either of those sketch groups.
Be weird if they got this far in the episode. It'd
be a terrible evening if you weren't a fan of Pappies or the birthday girls.
It would be bad for you guys, yeah, yeah. But if you are, if you're into it, then come along. So yeah, we'll put a link for tickets in the show notes, but look for Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival and you should be able to find us online. Right, should we talk about this episode?
The Mac Comedy Fest Off. Is it the one from the MacArthur Comedy Festival?
It is, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're bang on.
Great. You're bang on. And is it the first one we recorded at the Mac Comedy Festival?
Tom, you are 2 for 2.
Yes! Here we go. Well, it doesn't really matter because they were both absolute belters, but... this is coming to you from the MacArthur Comedy Festival. As we've said previously, surely the best comedy festival in the world.
Yes, it's fantastic.
And it took place for the first time after not being on for 2 years because of the pandemic. So we were all very, very excited to be there, as I think you'll probably be able to tell from the recording.
Giddy.
And we had two incredible guests as well.
Yeah, we had Celia AB, fantastic comedian, and we had, you know what, our last minute saviour and birthday. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're not a fan of the birthday girls or Pappies, you're not going to enjoy our other guest.
You've got a tough old listen.
It's Rose Johnson of the Birthday Girls is joining us for this episode, who stepped in valiantly at the last minute when Catherine Bohart contracted COVID. Even Helen Bauer doesn't believe she got COVID. She didn't think she saw how far away Mac was and didn't want to travel. But I'm not here to start any beefs. I'm not here. That's not my job.
God, this is pure beef.
It's not my job to start beefs with the trusty hogs. All I'm saying is she was supposed to be there. She didn't show up, but Rose was stepped in and was absolutely superb, as was Celia, as were Tom and Ben.
Thanks, mate.
And as was producer Gwyn, as you're going to find out. Really exciting. Really exciting moment for producer Gwyn. And obviously because she's on the Zoom currently, producer Emma was also fantastic. And she's editing this, so she'll hear it anyway.
Matthew, can I also say you had a great one here as well?
Guys, you know what? That's really kind of you to say. But I'm no producer Gwyn.
Who is?
Right, well, enjoy this. Enjoy the hell out of this, actually. And we'll see you on the other side.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you little... Shit.
Yes, got what? You know, you've got me back to rights there. I am a little shit slash brick. Listen, one of you two has got to cook the breakfast.
Whoa. Well, it's not going to be Ben.
It's not going to be me, mate. I mean, I just can't. I can't deal with the breakfast. There's too much.
Do you call it the breakfast? He can't even say it, let alone cook it.
I can't deal with the breakfast.
The breakfast?
It's just too much.
He's overthought. What's happened here is he's overthought his opening joke and fucked it.
I tell you what's happened. Matthew's fucked it. I can't deal with the breakfast. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
It just takes me ages. Honestly, when I do it,
yes, go on.
Ends up being a Breck Slow.
Everybody. Yay! And Breck Slow means Breck Slow. Parry, what about you?
Oh, you are going to love this, mate.
Yeah.
So... I can't prepare breakfast because I had a terrible time with breakfast. One time I went on a stag do, right? And on the stag do, it was me, Gok Wan, Nye Bevin, the founder of the NHS, and Welsh legend Rhys Ifans. And we couldn't agree on where to go for breakfast, right? Nye wanted to go to an Australian themed pub on the high street, whereas Reese fans wanted to go back to his house and drink fortified caffeinated wine that is popular in Glasgow. Meanwhile, I wanted to talk to Reese Ifans about the John Grisham film starring Tom Cruise as a lawyer.
Love it.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
It sounds like a classic stag so far.
There's the setup, right?
Honestly, this is Breck Slow.
So, anyway, you've got all that. Picture the seat. There's the pieces, right? Then I said, walk about or buck fast at ear fans. Reese said, I think I remember the firm. Yes, I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's one thing. Where's Gok?
Good night. Have a great festival. Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a flat chair slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flat chair slam down.
We're sharing with our mate.
Flat chair slam
down. So we're going to slow it down.
Flat chair slam down.
Hello and welcome to Flat Chair Slam Down, the panel show that says, the daylight's fading slowly, but time with you is standing still. I'm waiting for you only. The slightest touch and I feel weak. I cannot lie. From you I cannot hide. And I'm losing the will to try. Can't hide it, can't fight it. So go on, go on. Go on and cook me breakfast. Tempt me, tease me until I can't deny this loving feeling. It makes me long for breakfast. Go on, go on. Yeah, I'm the host of Landlord Matthew Crosby. Let's meet my two fried slices on the side. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Hello.
So obviously you can't cook a fry up on your own. Eggs Benedict, who have you brought with you to Panhandle today?
I have brought my new sketch partner. It's Rose Johnson.
Rose Johnson is here.
Thank you.
How you doing, Rose? Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Delighted to be here.
Good stuff.
If you can maintain
that energy all show. Honestly, it's amazing. You're out the gates. Bloody hell. You're like a coiled spring. Rose.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm having a stroke. Yes.
So, Rose, thank you for coming on the show.
What's your
flatmate?
That's all the time we've got. We only had time for Tom's joke.
It was a great chat. What's your flatmate situation currently? What's your flatmate situation in Matt as well?
A flatmate in Matt. Oh, same story.
Same story.
Me and the husband.
Hubby.
Yeah. Daniel Cook.
Yeah, Daniel Cook Comedian. Breakfast. Should have got him.
There you go. Bang, bang, bang,
Mad
bang, bang.
Him now I think about it. Where is he at the moment? Could we do a switcheroo?
He'd be watching, probably Saturday Kitchen.
Oh, it's a good show, isn't it?
In the guest house.
It's a great show. Listen, we're not here to talk about that, though. And what's Dan like to live with? Because I imagine he's a lot of fun. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's fantastic to live with. He is a very clean man. He likes to... likes it. Two shower a day, man. Sometimes three.
Whoa.
Lord,
yeah. That's too many. That's
three showers a day?
Sometimes.
What the fuck is he doing in between?
Not suitable for 11:45 a.m. But he is clean to the point of sort of obsessiveness. He, for example, after the sink has been used, he will dry the sink out, which I think is insane.
The inside of the
yes.
sink?
He would dry the sink.
If anywhere is allowed to be wet in a house, please, the sink.
Surely.
I think your husband's a murderer.
Yeah.
It's giving strong... dry showers.
That's why he needs so many.
Rub sandal
everybody.
Just
getting clean off these dry showers, man.
And what's he using to dry it out? Like, is he... Does he have a rag?
A sink rag.
Like a sink rag. Like he's got like a waiter. He's got it over his shoulder all the time. Okay, he sees some moisture in the house. He has to mop
like,
it up.
And for someone who's very like obsessively clean, he sort of wipes the sink out, uses the same rag to wipe like the stove and the sides.
No.
And then drapes the rag over the clean washing up.
What you mean is he's a pig?
Yeah.
You should have just said my husband's an absolute whore.
And as I'm saying to this, I am remembering he does listen to this podcast.
Well, just remember the bit where he said he was funny. Tom, who have you brought with you?
Oh, well, bad news, everyone. The Jamboree's in danger.
No!
Oh. Yes! We haven't got a comedy festival. But we have now. I've hired the funniest person I know, Celia AB.
Celia AB is here.
Ho!
What's your flatmate arrangement? What's your living arrangement?
At home or at Mac?
Either or.
Either or. I am staying with two New Zealand comics.
Oh,
at
I.
Mac.
Yeah.
Which it's helping me pretend that I'm in New Zealand.
Well, it also Wales looks a bit like sort of
exactly
the kind of Hobbiton, you know, bit of New Zealand.
Exactly, and I make.
I know that's not an actual bit of New Zealand, guys. I'm not. I am thick, but not about that.
The phrase that gets bandied around a lot in my family is they say New Zealand is like Wales on crack. But then I've been to Swansea and Swansea is Wales on crack. And it doesn't feel like New Zealand. I can tell you that.
By the way, swimming with whales on crack is an amazing experience. One of those red letter days.
You've got to do it.
You've got to do it.
You've got to do it.
Before you die, or as you're dying. But yeah, so you live with these two New Zealand comics and...
It's lovely. It's lovely. Back home in London, I live with a guy from Birmingham. And I know.
Such is Tom's commitment to the Midlands.
Actually, yesterday, two of my flatmates have decided they're moving out back in London. And I think I've got abandonment issues because when they send the message, I was like, well, why would you do that to me? And then I think it's really hard to not take it personally when someone moves out two doors down. and they said it's got something to do with space and I say
space away from you.
And I say, well, why can't we be together all the time? And yeah, I think that the New Zealand comics, I think I'm bearable to live with for 3 days, no more than that. I don't know why. I think it's got to do with the fact that I keep telling them to talk to me like I'm in New Zealand.
What are you hoping from that? From that request?
I think I just want to feel like I'm not in the UK.
Well, it's great to have you here on the show anyway. any chance we can swap you out for Dan Cook as well?
Glad you're on my team, mate.
Oh, that was good, Tom.
That was quite a good New
that
Zealand accent.
That was unbelievable.
It's like Wales on crack, guys.
Yeah. So anyway, our guests are lined up like soldiers, but who'll be dipped into the eggy yolk of sweet, sweet victory? Let's find out as we play round one.
Standing in the cafe with the menu in my hands, and I'm overhearing loads of builders as the orders start to fly, asking them with fried bread, we just want it over easy, make it cheesy, have the tea week, bubble and squeak, and a can of Lucozade. First out I was a loner, who's an over, need to eat me something soon. I was feeling so lost, but found solace in my local greasy spoon. But what can I afford? Take a look at the board. No swapping out items on the set menu, so I'm writing them down, but starting to frown. Everyone's got a plum tomato, yes you get free tea. But I don't want no tomatoes, only takes one plum to ruin the entire.
Tom, Ben, gorgeous work.
You said if we do a stereophonic song, the Welsh audience will really enjoy it, but how wrong we were.
No one here is from actual Wales. They all move out. Right, our first round is called Fry Another Day. I'm going to ask each of our guests to sing about something you'd find in a kitchen to the tune of a song from the James Bond franchise. Fry Another Day. Their teammate has to guess what culinary item they are singing about. I'm going to award 1 point for a correct answer, but up to 10 points for the song.
Oh, God.
We are going to start with Tom now.
Oh.
Tom.
Here we go.
There's your item. Now, Celia, you're guessing what thing that you'd find in a kitchen is Tom singing about. You're singing along to the song Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey from the movie of the same name. Not Shirley Bassey.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
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 Producer Ever. Yeah, stop.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Can I just,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Can I just,
what was that?
Can I just say, I only heard this just before the show. I don't think producer Emma knows what the song is.
What?
But she's
where's the...
She's found the Fat Boys Slim remix.
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
Do you want me to just sing it for you? Can you guys do that?
Yeah.
So if I go... Dun, dun.
Yeah, let's do it that
dun,
way.
Dun, dun.
Mad to do a key change during that, Tom, but sure, why not?
Mixture. Okay. In my bowl. Got cake mixture in my bowl. But I can't stir the mixture. Unless I use a spoon, but it's gone quite flat. Imagine that. It's a spoon, but it's flat. Imagine that.
Gorgeous work there. Really good. Really good. So, I'm going to get straight away. I'm going to give you points for the song because you know what? It's got to be 10 out of 10.
Oh.
Whoa! It's got to be 10 out of 10 for the song. Or partly as well because the audience did such a fantastic job.
The brass section.
So it's going to be 5 points to the audience, 5 points to Tom. So the full 10 it's cumulatively, unfair. Yeah. But Celia, what was Tom singing about?
We might run into a bit of a problem in that I can't remember the English word for it.
I'll tell you what, you could give us the French word and we'd probably believe you.
Can't remember the French word for
it.
Double, basically, double props. What you're saying is you don't know.
I think, no.
Any language at all.
I think maybe I remember the smell or the sound, but I can't remember it in
give
a...
Give us the sound of it.
I think the French word like might be the same as the English word for this.
It's like a... Can I do the sound of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Yeah, that is really good. That's the sound it makes.
I guess
it depends what you're doing with this thing as to what sound it makes. Yeah,
so
but
if you
picked it up and you're tutting at it, that's the sound.
What the fuck do you call this thing?
So you said it's a spoon, but it's flat. It's how you ended it. Don't patronise me.
Pardon.
Tom, that's a hate crime.
It's a spoon, but it's not going to be a fork, is it?
No. Celia, I'm going to throw it over to the other team.
You can't remember the French word for fork.
And also, the knife is famously flat, isn't it? Surely.
Yes.
It's not a knife, though, either. Anyway.
It's...
Go on.
Yeah,
we just got the mime on.
Go on, you can draw it, yeah.
Can we draw it?
Well, it's audio podcast.
This is podcast.
Yeah, this is going to translate beautifully.
Hello.
Do you know what? That is what it is.
What's that in French?
What's it called?
Again, I don't speak either languages.
Sorry.
We forgot. Celia's an elective mute, aren't you? I forgot about that.
Does that look about right?
It does look exactly right. It is, of course, a spatula is what we're looking for.
Yes.
I don't know why you're celebrating. You're not getting the point.
Yeah. If anyone wants it, I'll sign it and sell it.
Anyway, we're getting 20 quid to the guy in the front row.
100.
What are you going to call it?
Ceci n'est pas une spatule.
So, Rose, you're up next. Now, Ben, you're guessing.
Yes.
Your song, Rose, is Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon from the movie The Spy Who Loved Me. Here we go.
You've got it. This is insane.
What?
I wasn't looking for this in my breakfast. It's something you'd put in a sandwich with egg.
Oh, beautiful.
You've stitched me up here. met in primary school. Please let this be over now, I beg.
Sort of half an improv game, half a hostage situation.
Slower than you think.
It's really slow.
Nobody does it better, or I can think of loads of people who do it better.
So, what thing that you would find in a kitchen was what? Rose singing about?
I think it is cress.
It's cress, everybody. It's cress. You find cress in a kitchen.
You find cress in a kitchen. Yeah.
I was told it was going to be an implement that you use to cook breakfast.
No,
with.
Never said that. Never said it. Check the tapes. We're recording this, Rose. Check the tapes. Next up is Celia.
Does she get any singing points?
Nope. I'm not having it.
Boom.
No, of course. Sorry, of course you do. Of course
no,
you do.
It's too little, too late. Actually,
yeah.
Don't want any. Don't want any pity. No, I do. I do.
You do want it, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Come on.
A beautiful rendition there. Of course, 7 points to Rose.
Thank
7
you.
Points to Rose.
Thank you.
What?
Could have been 12 if the audience joined in.
What's French for cress?
Don't ask me. I feel like, but when I'm hungover, I essentially get reset to factory settings.
So you have got a Skyfall,
yes,
by Adele. Tom,
oui.
What item? Gotta stop doing that, mate.
Okay.
Tom, what item from the kitchen?
Yeah.
That you might find in the kitchen. Is Celia singing about? Off we go.
Letting it get tension. Let the citrus fall in the cake mix, maybe in some crepes. And it's also nice with water and sugar, and they also add a bit of a tang. And it kind of presses again. I'm rapping.
do a breakdown, why not? Feel the flow, mate. Can I just ask, what language are you singing in currently? I've got to ask that. Because I didn't get a single word of that, and I've got it written down on the page here.
Can I have some more points?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Come back, Rose, all is forgiven. Okay, have you got any idea, Tom?
I heard water and sugar. And all I know about that is it's sometimes used as a weapon in prisons.
That's right, yep.
I used a very interesting word in it. Citrus.
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 Citrus, yeah.
Which I should get points for using the word citrus.
Okay, you can have 1 point then.
Okay.
There you go, you've got your point. You've got your citrus points. Any idea, lemon, water, citrus, any clue, what item you find in a kitchen Sally was singing about, Tom?
I am going to say it's a pancake.
Oh, you fuck that.
Yeah, it's Tom's fault.
I mean, come
fault.
On.
It's absolutely Tom's fault there.
Everyone here knows what I was talking about.
Okay, let's see if the audience can get a point. Audience, any idea?
Tea.
It's not a cake, no.
Tea.
What's that? What are you saying? Tea?
Tea.
It's not tea, no.
Teapot. It's the thing you do that with. Lemon squeezer.
Yeah, what it is.
A lemon squeezer.
Yeah.
Yes, a lemon
that
squeezer.
That should have been,
so
guys,
obvious.
That should have been easy peasy.
Yeah.
The race and a finish.
I know, right, yeah. We both saw that one. I can see in the periphery going, whoop, whoop, whoop. No way.
You were just a bit Breck slow on that one, Clarky.
I've genuinely just got that.
I tell you what, Bohart would have been all over that.
Even with COVID, she's great.
Yeah,
snappy.
Yeah.
Right. So you get your citrus point. That dude gets a point.
Why did you say water and sugar?
Because I got. Yeah. I'll be honest, I got carried away.
It didn't seem like at any point you were getting carried away, mate.
I feel like I really went to a place.
A torture chamber.
I guess you could say I'm pretty out there.
You're just so kooky.
I'm pretty offbeat.
Finally,
does she get any singing points?
What's that?
Does she get any singing points?
No! Emma, stop asking stupid questions. No one's getting any points for that. Our friend who said lemon squeeze up in the gods, they can get a point, but apart from that, no.
But also we should
deduct 5 points for both teams and the audience. Live
at this point, are the audience winning?
Yeah.
I mean, well, in some ways. It might not feel like it right now.
So finally, Clarkie, here is your item. Rose, you're guessing what item from that you would find in a kitchen. Now, this is exciting because we didn't.
You can do it.
Our version of Live and Let Die, which is the song you're going to be singing to by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yes.
The version we got in the end didn't sound great. And then.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then, but you know what? Producer Gwyn said, "Oh, I can play that on the piano." So please welcome producer Gwyn from Alive.
Maestro.
He's got some chops. It was amazing. While we were listening to the track, he was just strolled over to the piano casually.
Are we going to do the reggae breakdown bit?
Nope. For a number of reasons, Tom.
Can I still rap over it?
You can rap over it if you like.
I've got some ideas.
Yeah.
Well, water and sugar. Sugar and water.
Okay. Clarkie is going to be singing. Rose is going to be guessing. Producer Gwyn, tinkling the ivories. Off we go.
It started,
yeah.
When you were young and your kitchen didn't have a middle bit, you used to just walk in and put plates on the floor. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did. But in this ever-changing world in which we live in, now we spend more on our kitchen. And now we put a big bit in the middle.
Sell you, do your rap now, quick, do your rap. Okay, good.
Water and sugar. Water and sugar, you gotta mix it well.
You gotta give your inmates hell. So, fantastic from Clarkie there, superb.
Yes. But most of all, producer Gwyn.
Producer Gwyn.
Guys, have you just had your festival moment?
I think Gwyn's left the building.
He's out of here. He's
got to
out
book
of
himself
here.
On the showcase in the back of the room.
So I'm going to give, I mean, I've got to give the 10 points for Clarkie there.
Incredible.
10 points to the audience as well. Fantastic. 10 points to the audience, 10 points to Clarkie. But Rose, what was Clarkie singing about?
Right, this is tough because it could be one of two. Do you know where I'm at with this?
Yeah. No.
Audience, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It could be a fork, could be a knife. Yeah, we know.
Is it lemon? Is it sugar? Yeah. No, okay. I think, go with your gut.
Go with the gut.
I think it's a kitchen island.
And you're correct! In fact, Producer Gwyn, where are you, mate?
He's off getting some pussy!
Oh, no, Tom.
Tom,
no.
For God's sake. I'm so sorry, everybody. Can we just...
That was so the last time.
It's
they
so great
Mac.
Doing a podcast in the 1980s.
You're all witnesses.
Yeah. We can ask you to put in a statement at the end if that's all right. So. But producer Emma, would you like to give us the scores to Live and Let Die?
Thomas Elliott have 6. Ben and Rose have 19.
Whoa!
Have 16.
Oh my God! Wow. So Ben and Rose are in the lead, but Tom and Celia, are they toast? Let's find out in part two. See you after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Flash Yes Landdown!
Did you have a good interval?
Dragged a bit, didn't it? Say that much. So, now, before the break, and we all feel very rested after that, Ben and Rose were in the lead. That hasn't changed, and neither has my grumbling belly. So let's find out who's going to be making my breakfast as we play round two. It's Flat Games!
Yay! Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there.
Use your toe. Games!
If you lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get
gold.
Gold! 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 Gold!
Oh.
Gold.
Listen to that!
Gold. Is there
ITV2? There's an audience waiting for you!
Is there anywhere we could buy all the songs from today?
Oh,
all of them?
It's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I think people outside of this room would actually love to hear my lemon squeeze this time.
So this week we're playing our version of backgammon, which we're calling MacGammon. I am going to give each player a Welsh word or phrase and its definition. Whoa.
Have you started talking Welsh?
I'll tell you
what. What were you doing with Gwyn in the break?
It was a good song, man. Tickle his ivories, I'll tell you that. They then have to give the opposite team 3 definitions, the real one and 2 they've made up on the spot. If the team can spot the real definition, they win a point. If they can't, the point goes to the player. Obviously, as we are here in Wales, surrounded by genuine Welsh speakers, it would be churlish of me to attempt to mangle the language. So here we go. No, so...
Can we have a cheer from the audience if you're Welsh, please? 1, 2, 3.
Not really enough. Not really enough to do this, but fair enough. Start anyway.
The thing is, with the Welsh cheer, is that it's spelt weirdly.
I think the word is differently. You're looking for differently.
Let's go with differently, yeah, for the edit.
So, in our very own dictionary corner today, please welcome Ethan Sears.
He practiced so much backstage.
Do you know what? Do you know what?
I think that's more offensive than what I said.
That's worse. That is worse. Now, we talked about this before. I had a few run-ups at the name, and I've written down what I thought was phonetically, but this was about 20 minutes ago, and I've written E-S-S-I-T-H hyphen C-H-L hyphen T. What am I supposed to do with that? I may as well have just written down how it's actually spelt. But please welcome our dear friend Searsy to...
Searsy's here!
Searsy's here! Searsy, you're here!
Yeah.
Wow.
Cirzo, give it to me straight. I fucked it so bad there.
So bad.
So bad.
And I mean, he's even spelt it wrong in the script.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Oh, I
you've got you've got ESYLTT.
Yeah, I'm very sorry.
And
yeah.
What's mad is her name's Emma.
I can't help feel though I'm only here, so you can apply for a Welsh Government grant.
That's it. Yeah. We're this close to the funding. Just chill out, all right?
Sure.
We're going to make it happen. So, you're here to give us the Welsh words.
Eseth.
Oh God. No. Shall I introduce myself?
Yeah, do it. Do it yourself. Yeah, go on.
Hi. Hi. My name's Esilt.
Esilt.
There you go. They could do it.
Oh no, they couldn't.
I don't know. If we went round and did them all individually, I think it would be there'd be a lot of car crashes.
Queen's gonna go around and do them all individually. He's earned it.
So anyway. Celia, you're gonna be up first.
Okay.
So, for Celia and the audience, can we have the correct pronunciation? Jesus Christ!
His head's gone.
I'm panicking, guys. I'm really panicking here.
I'm surprised no one's walked out yet.
I know, it's bad. They've seen this before. Can I have the correct pronunciation of the word that Celia is going to be defining, please?
Mother.
But what's the word?
Okay. Celia. Three definitions, if you please. Tom.
Yeah.
Chill out. These guys guessing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Tom, you're doing a great job. Loved your pussy humour. Really good stuff. A few more of those later on.
That's the name of my work in progress. I'll do that.
Okay. You guys are trying to work out which one is the correct definition, Celia.
So it's either a motorway.
Ooh.
Ooh, good word, isn't it? A door or a carrot.
Okay.
A motorway, a door. Or a carrot. Take it away.
Ooh.
Now, Quinn?
First, yeah, I want to say I think she's just said door because she can see a door.
You were looking at a door. You were looking at a door.
Scanning the room for a motorway at the moment.
Yeah. There are quite a few greengrocers in as well, so, you know. Okay.
So you're a motorway, you're and not door.
You're discounting door straight away.
I don't know. What do you reckon?
I think you're right. I think she started confident with motorway, and we petered off from there.
Yeah,
I guess I'm pretty out there.
You are. I mean, it could just be good acting, but I reckon it's motorway.
Oh, do you? Okay,
yeah.
I reckon carrot. But
Well,
because psychologically, I think she's made up motorway. She's gone, I'll make up one first. Then she's panicked and gone door. And then she's said the real one.
This is mind-punter type stuff. It's amazing.
Welsh is the oldest language in Europe, isn't it? So did they have motorways back then?
He knows it's a motorway. He's trying to put us off the scent.
Just saying.
Yeah. No, I'll defer to you. I'll
never
happy.
Do that. Have you never listened to this before?
No, who has?
Should we?
Yeah.
Let's say motorway.
Yeah,
let's say,
we'll go motorway.
We're going to say motorway.
Susie?
Motorway?
Yeah.
No.
No! Ah!
You idiot! If it's door, I'm going to fucking kick off.
Moron is carrot.
Oh, yeah. It's carrot!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's carrot.
At least I was right in guessing that I would be wrong. Can I have a point, please?
No. Okay, so Ben, you are up next. Here we go. Susie's going to give you the word.
Okay.
You've got it there. The correct pronunciation is...
Sponken.
Gwyn!
Can we have that one more time?
Would you like it in a sexy voice?
Yes, please.
A sexier voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's sort of reparations, but not really.
Spunken.
Ooh. I'm changing all my words.
Okay, we'd like three definitions for spunken.
Certainly. Is it squash? Is it door? Oh, is it my head? Imagine. Oh. Or is it cake? And it's a Welsh cake.
By squash, do you mean the drink or the sports?
Let's say. sports.
Okay.
Butternut, like as in butternut squash.
The sport.
No, the sport.
You know, the sport. Out,
yeah. He said the sport, all right?
Butternut, what's it?
Go out and you're spunken.
Shall I just say spunken really sexily again?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Spunken.
What are you thinking? Now you've heard it. You've heard three definitions, very strong definitions. Celia, Tom, what are you thinking? You've heard the word said in a sexy voice. Huh? Any idea?
Welsh is the oldest language in Europe.
There we go. Yes.
Here we go.
He's got a fact.
Squash is not the oldest racket sport in Europe.
But is it?
Yeah, but they come up with words. It's not.
Is it
they don't stop. Yeah, but they don't stop naming things. They don't.
Cake is one of the oldest foods in Europe.
And what do you make it with?
You make it with a lemon squeezer, baby.
Any idea?
I've got an idea, but not for this.
No. What time's your show?
Yeah, we're going to go with cake, please, sir.
Cake.
Yeah.
Cake. Susie, if you would please give us the correct definition.
Spunken comes from the word spunkia, which means to bounce.
No.
Oh, you.
It's squash.
It means cake.
Really well done, Clarkie.
What do you call basketball then?
Pail basket. It's pail is ball, basket is basket.
But
I hope that's not my word next.
But famously, that is the oldest sport in Europe. So.
King Arthur's sport of choice.
I just saw it. How do you say King Arthur in French?
In French. Okay, let's.
Wait, where are you from?
Okay, Ben, you might need to rest your brain for this. Tom, you've got your word there. Yeah. CSO, would you please give us. the Searsiac, give us the correct pronunciation, please.
Buwch, goch, gota. They know. Buwch, goch, gota.
Buwch.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's a hard language. It's, you know, if you've not learned it from birth, it's a hard language.
Okay, so it's three words there.
Buwch, goch, gota.
Exactly.
Well done on the counting.
Right, three words. Buwch, goch, gota. Does it mean little red hill, and it's for a pimple? Does it mean little red cow?
And it's for a little red cow.
Little red hill, and it's a pimple. Little red cow for a ladybird.
And little red door? Is it?
Or little red chest for a robin.
Red chest. Oh, that is lovely.
Little red hill, little red cow, little red chest.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Pimples, ladybird, robin.
Thank you, Tom.
The three oldest things in Europe.
Pimple.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to play, so you're okay.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
No.
I don't trust you.
Okay. Rose, Ben, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, where the fuck does he get off saying little red cow?
Has that helped you in any, has that helped you in any way discern what the answer might be?
I mean, is it none of them? I can't.
I'm leaning towards Robin.
Okay.
Yes. But if...
Such yeah. a united team. That's what I love about it. It's
yeah.
great. Well, here's the thing. I was terribly wrong. And I feel like I bullied Rose off the right answer in okay. the first one.
So Rose, what's your
yeah.
what's your instinct?
Okay, yeah, stepping into psychoanalysis. Why not?
Yep.
I think Ben's right. I think it is Robin, and I think it probably does say Little Red Chest, and I think Tom has thought, I'm going to do Little Red for all of them. And
you think you think he thought, I'm going to do Little Red for all of them? How'd you work that one out?
It's wheels within wheels, isn't it?
How long were you in the Mind Palace for that one?
Imagine if it's Little Red Cow Ladybird, though.
Imagine.
Should we say it just for...
For laughs.
He paused for a long time, but...
He kind of sold the dummy.
You, yeah. Did he sell you the did dummy? That as well.
Right.
I... No, surely...
Let's go. Let's
yeah,
go.
Robin.
You're going Robin. Sizzy.
Robin in Welsh is Robin Goch.
Fuck!
So nearly, it's Ladybird.
Ah! Red cow!
Oh, guys.
Oh! Guys, you've just had your festival moment.
Looking back.
Oh, you sold it so well, though, because you were like cringing at the
Well, I'm cringing at all of this.
final word. It's for Rose. Ms. Sears.
Still four more rounds to go.
I know.
Llawes goch. Llawes goch.
Okay. Does it mean arse cheeks?
Little red arse cheeks.
If you
Is
like
there
Gwyn.
Any other code? Not when Gwyn's in town.
Tom, get out. Get out. Go and sit on the naughty step, all right, Tom? A timeout moment for you. Okay. Sorry, you're at arse cheeks.
That's yeah. Does it mean perineum?
The gooch.
Tom. I mean, I said it. What am I talking about? Or does it mean vagina?
Ooh.
Okay. Tom, Celia, what do you think?
So we got ass cheek.
We think we've got a clue here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can we have the word again, please?
Llawes goch.
Right, so we think goch is a hang... We had buch goch gotta, which was little red cow. So we think goch is red. So I think that's going to be like red flower or something, which I think makes it vagina.
Don't
Tom.
Mention Gwyn.
Tom, have you ever seen a vagina?
One is day.
You should ask Gwyn about it. He's seen loads.
Is it weird that I'm very attracted to you right now?
So he was asking...
Tom's off to do some gardening.
It could be the red arse cheeks, though, because there's red in it, isn't there?
Well, no. Let's let the record show she said arse cheeks, not red arse cheeks. So I added the
okay.
arse cheeks. So, but
I guess the perineum could get quite red as well, but I'm going to go with
depends, yeah. You should used to see Gwyn's, honestly. It's like a Felicia Beacon.
Like, I think like the day I came out to my mama's bar, we're going to go with vagina.
Okay. Susie.
Vagina?
Okay, so the literal translation of llawys goch is red sleeve.
Such a beautiful language. This is so poetic.
So it is obviously the vagina.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. A huge thank you to our dear friend Susie. Any final Welsh words of wisdom?
Can I share two Welsh words quickly?
Of course you can, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So my least favourite Welsh word is misglwyf, which is period, and it literally translates as monthly wound. But I will leave you on a high, though. My absolute favourite word is the Welsh for beehive, which is cwch gwenyn, and it literally translates as bee boat. How lovely.
Cheers, everybody. Fantastic.
Diolch yn fawr.
Now, after my cold-blooded murder of the Welsh language, you should all be in court, which is lucky, because that's where we're going. It's Beef Brothers!
They're tiring.
Don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And today's one comes from Amanda, who writes... It's very simple. It's basically bullet points. Amanda, are you there, by the way? Hey, there you are. Hey. Okay. Location of magazine rack. I want to keep it in the hall. My husband is a bull in a china shop and constantly knocks his legs into it. So there we go. That's a beef from...
Do you know where I keep my magazine rack? Back in the 1950s.
Do you live in a dentist surgery? So we keep it in the waiting room.
That's from Amanda. I'll tell you now, Ben and Rose, you are on Amanda's side.
Yes, of course I am. I love magazine racks.
Yes.
Tom, very useful. Tom and Sally,
you're on the husband's side, I guess. Or you just don't want to. Where does the husband want to keep it? I think that's the question.
Anywhere else.
But apart from the hall.
Yeah.
And it has to be in the hallway.
I don't think it fits better anywhere else.
Hang on. Yeah. What else is in this hallway? So you come through the front door, you're in the hallway, on the way to the front room, you want people to pick up a magazine to go in.
This is conjecture.
Who spent... Okay. What else is
he's
in
leading
this
hallway? He's leading a witness!
Yeah, into the living room where the magazine rack should be. What else is in this hallway of yours?
Like a bookshelf and a coat rack.
Oh, there we go.
A bookshelf and a coat rack.
It's where the racks live!
Bookshelf, coat rack, and a magazine rack in your hallway. Do you live in Waterstones? Are there any chairs in this hallway?
No.
Are there any other questions you'd like to ask Amanda? Anyone got any other questions about her hallway?
What magazines do you keep in the magazine rack?
Clarky laughing at the fact I called it her hallway, yes.
Sorry, I was just wondering if there was a Welsh word for that.
Yes, no. No question about her red sleeve, just her hallway, if that's okay.
A real sorry. Race to the bottom now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Rose, sorry.
Red bottom.
Repeat your question.
What magazines are in the magazine rack?
Great question.
I think there's some private eyes in there. There's like some empty envelopes.
empty envelopes. Yeah, Christ. Struggling to defend this one, if I'm honest.
Have you got any Amanda, drawers in your house?
Do you have an office, Amanda, in
no.
your house? You don't have an office?
You're, no.
Okay.
No. No further questions.
Well, we just cracked the case wide open.
I think we need to go on, rather than defending we need the magazine rack placement, we need to go on the offensive against your, what do you say, husband? Partner? Husband.
Husband.
Yeah, I think this guy...
What's with you, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
That's your fucking problem, mate.
Is your husband here, by the way, Amanda?
Yeah, here.
Oh, here he is, bullying the china shop. Yeah, I saw you.
What's
just so you knocked over the stall earlier on? Yeah,
he's got fucking massive calves, that guy. Yeah, what's that with him?
What are you doing in the hallway? You're just coming in. You're just like kicking everything. You just want to have a little space to do the hokey cokey and whatnot.
The magazine rack is in front of another door. So if you open it,
Amanda.
Oh, here we go.
This thing goes right up to the top.
Objection! The way this hasn't finished. What's the other? You were doing that, Amanda. It doesn't
block any doors. I wouldn't have put it in front of a door.
Amanda, it sounds like it blocks a door.
What? Okay.
Behind the door. What room is it?
Yeah. What's behind the door?
What's behind the door, Amanda? What are you hiding, Amanda?
The it's other racks.
Oh, you can go into any rooms of the house, but not this one.
It's between the doors of the bedroom and the living room. It fits really well there. It's like the perfect width.
In the walking space, basically.
Yeah.
Yes. It's right in the middle of the walking space.
It's flush against the wall.
I just think this magazine rack, you know, it's representing a power dynamic in that relationship.
Save this for you to make the case.
Oh, sorry.
What was Amanda's husband's name, by the way? What was your name, please?
Ben.
Ben, okay.
Is it in the hall? Sorry. is it the top? It's not on the landing. We said it's by the bedroom.
Did she say a landing?
Amanda, do you live far bedroom? From here? Shall we go?
We live in a flat, probably.
Is it a bungalow?
A flat.
Yeah, it's a flat.
It's a flat.
Tom.
What?
It's called Flat Share Slam Down. How can you forget about the existence of flats?
It's really what it is to be called, bungalow, jumbalow. Got rejected.
We said it was more confusing than the title we eventually picked. So, listen, I think we've heard enough here, okay? It's a flat, it's flush against the wall, but it might be in the way of the door. This is hopefully enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Rose Johnson to begin the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
I think this magazine rack represents the power dynamic in this relationship.
Really? Great to hear it again.
Objection. Yeah.
I think that if we let the magazine rack be moved, what next? Wardrobes are going, you know, I'm struggling. The fridge is being...
Where's the spatula going to go?
I just think this man... Sorry, Ben, I'm struggling here. I think this man wants to galumph around the flat, kicking shit everywhere. All Amanda wants is a simple magazine rack. If the magazine rack goes, it won't be long before she does too.
Whoa. Really good. Really good. Nice. Rose Johnson, everybody.
I've decided to move on from being a psychoanalyst. I'm going to be a lawyer now, actually.
Yeah, it's good. You've got a talent. Right, Celia, to begin the case for the defence, your minute.
Oh, how dare you?
A low blow, mate. Coming from you.
People in glass flats, mate.
Your minute, Celia, begins now.
Well, first of all, Amanda, it seems like there's a bit of history there, isn't there?
Between her and her husband.
Looking at the notes here, Amanda, it looks like you've already implemented a bookshelf. Is that correct? Is that correct? Amanda, it also looks like you've implemented a place for people to hang coats, isn't there, Amanda? Yeah. Amanda. I'm sorry to say, a hallway is not a room. Amanda, it looks like you're getting attached to things, and it sounds to me that you might have some hoarding tendencies. It starts with magazine rack, and before you know it, everywhere in the flat, it's lemon squeezes and spatulas. And I think that for the love of Benjamin, your husband Benjamin that you love, do not stop blocking doors. It sounds to me that you don't want him to get away, Amanda. And as we all know, the Welsh word for door is...
Thank you, Sally. I'll be there.
Thank you.
Can I just say, Celia kept consulting a piece of paper there, and all that's on that piece of paper is a drawing of Matthew.
It's very good.
It's Matthew if he was a 1950s robber. I'll put it, if for £5, I'll give you this. And the spreadsheet. And a little pack.
Sorry, it's available in a pack.
I've got to ask, Amanda, Ben, how do you think it's going so far?
The relationship.
Yeah, well, no further questions. Now, to conclude the case for the prosecution, Ben, off you go.
Thank you. So I should actually point out to the people listening at home, Ben is actually dressed as a clown and has massive feet on.
Are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Here's the thing. Actually, Celia, the hall is a room, the hallway. Actually, it's a hall. It's fucking massive. It's got apparatus on the walls. No, the hall is a room.
Can I object to this?
The hall is a room, and I'll tell you, the hallway is a room, and it's because of, what I'll tell you that, is a Cluedo board. And if this was a game of Cluedo...
Which it's not.
Where did you get your license?
Catherine Bohart hasn't got COVID. She just listened to an episode and thought, fuck that.
You got 5 seconds.
The defence race.
There you go. Lovely stuff. Thank you, everybody. I thought you rested quite a lot
also,
of that.
Also, we're the prosecution, so...
I'm trying to rest them so they don't have a rip-off. So... I don't want to make up excuses, but my hangover has really kicked in.
I think that's for everybody. Now, Tom, are you going to conclude the case for the defence as yourself?
I'm going to do it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer from the Deep South, Mr. Fanshawe Standard.
Fanshawe Standard, presiding and providing your minute. Should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, good to see you. Tell you something. I recognize some of you from the city there. Hello. Welcome to our little town here. Around here, we're small-time folk. I recognize you from the chip shop. Nice to have a chip shop in town. Fried and potatoes. Well, both of them visitors over there in this little town of ours started to use some big words that we don't really understand around here. Magazines. Sounds like a French word to me, magazine. Around here, we don't have no magazine, Fox News. All I need to know. Listening to that story over there about this magazine rack, though, kind of got me thinking. Got me thinking about what they putting in these magazine racks these days. Empty envelopes. Envelope, another French word. Sounds to me like a country not fighting in war so they can make up words. Fox News. Let me tell you something about empty envelopes there. Got me thinking about the time my great-granny passed away. Hell yeah. Won't funny to me. Great-granny raised me man and boy. Ham and grits. Ain't no one make ham and grits like great-granny. When great granny passed away, the grits got her in the end. Too many grits. She said, doctor tells me no more grits, but if the grits go, then I go. Well, she was right in the end. But it wasn't the heart of death. The grits fell on her head. She kept them on the top shelf. Heavy grits. That's why they were so tasty. 2 weeks after she passed, we went round her house, found a big pile of envelopes. Let me tell you something, those envelopes weren't empty. 50, 60 years of envelopes. Love letters. Normal letters.
Bills. Hate letters. Fan mail. Junk mail. Junk photos. Great granny lived a life. All I'm saying here is, don't go hoarding no empty envelopes. You want a house that's full of envelopes that be full, like your life, like great granny's life. Enjoy your grits. No further questions, y'all.
Pancho, stand there. Am I going mad, or did that sort of make sense this time? No, obviously, I can't make the decision myself. An Englishman should never meddle in a legal case on Welsh soil. So instead, I call upon our McCulloch audience to make it for us. So if you think Rose and Ben, and therefore Amanda, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now.
It's just the staff.
You're going down, Amanda.
But if you think Celia and Fanshawe made the best case, applaud now.
Oh. That's like the end of Scent of a Woman.
Would have been so funny if it was the same amount of applause.
Amanda, Ben, how do you feel about the result?
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, I'm going to say Amanda was literally applauding for the other side.
So we are nearly in the home stretch. All we have to do is scale one final melodic hurdle. It's the quickfire round jingle.
Daima round tan cleifim Ich round sin mind in gliflim ein A dyn o'r pam Mae'n donyl bod Gando glyn ffiniad
I can see Susie, she's hung herself.
Why not in my element? Ne gando gliniad fi Ond me round un ffie ian I've tried to get through Google Translate Welsh I'm not sure that it is very practical, but I gave it a go.
Ooh, it was a valiant attempt.
I'm sure that will be applauded by the Welsh people in the crowd. Diolch yn fawr, let's get on with the quick fire round. Or as the Welsh would say, the dim round tan cliflim. It's a very difficult language.
But the oldest in Europe.
Yes, indeed. This is the quickfire round. And as our show is about cooking breakfast, I'm going to ask a series of questions. I'd like our panelists to change the last word of their answer to an item from a fry-up, okay? So if I were to ask, what is the name of the recent Beatles documentary directed by Peter Jackson, you would say, get black pudding. That's what we're after here. It doesn't have to be as clever as that. It could just be get egg. Instead of buzzers,
they're the first two words I say to myself every morning. Get egg.
Can I just say I have literally never seen a pair of arms more firmly folded.
They've gone round twice now.
He's broken a rib.
Always lovely to gain a new listener.
Everyone's joined in now as well.
Can we do that? Can we do a Mexican fold? So, instead of buzzers, I'd like you to use your first names. Ben and Rose, let's hear yours.
Ben.
Rose.
And Tom and Celia.
Tom.
Celia.
Tom Egg.
Off we go. What song did Bryan Adams record for the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Tom.
Tom.
You know it's true. Everything I do it for Egg. Yes.
Who is the current Prince of Wales?
Rose.
Oh. Rose.
Prince Beans.
Name the bell inside the tower in the Houses of Parliament. Tom.
Big Bacon.
What organisation uses the initials the RSPB?
Tom. The Royal Society for the Protection of Mushrooms.
Name the actor who played the mother in Mamma Mia.
Rose. Meryl Sausage.
What is the largest mammal in the world?
Ben.
Celia.
Ben.
Blue beans.
We've had beans already.
Oh!
Sorry, Celia.
Toasts.
Absolutely right. Which American... Ace that, absolutely ace that. Which American country singer-songwriter was known as the Man in Black?
Tom. Johnny Fried Bread.
Yes, that's correct. Which novel by Charles Dickens begins with the line, "It was the best of times, it was the worst..." Tom.
Tale of Two...
You got this, take it home.
Vegan sausages.
I'm going to allow it. Famous for its slanted appearance, how is the bell tower of Pisa Cathedral better known?
Rose. The Leaning Tower of Tomato.
Correct. Name the Pixar movie voiced by Albert Brooks and Ellen DeGeneres about a missing fish.
Tom. Oh. Finding a can of Lucozade.
I'm going to allow it.
That's what I'll be doing tomorrow morning.
Final question. What was the name of Star Wars Episode 1?
Celia. Brown sauce.
Not wrong. I mean, I was looking for the Phantom brown sauce, but sure. That is the end of the round and the end of the game that it turns out Celia didn't understand at any point. Imagine if I say don't give any part of the answer. Just a bit, really.
I'm sorry.
So
I got carried away. I thought we were just naming stuff.
No, well, it was... we loved it.
We've moved on from the door round.
So thanks to everyone for watching. As always, check out the Patreon, all that kind of caper. But producer Emma, let's hear the final scores. I've got no idea. This is very exciting.
Okay. So the audience, they stayed at 16. They didn't get any more.
Congratulations, audience. A very, very good score. Yeah. To say first, that, Captain Mandel.
Yeah.
Yes.
More than, yeah.
Tom and Celia have 17. Ben and Rose, 24.
Oh! So Tom and Celia are cooking the breakfast while Ben and Rose are having it in bed with me, although I am staying 137 miles outside of town. Thanks to our guests, Celia AB and Rose Johnson, and of course, CZ, producer Gwyn on the ivories. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Rose Johnson, Celia AB and of course...
Essish.
I tell you what, just drop in the correct pronunciation of her name there if that's okay. Just stop. Correct pronunciation of her name and there we go. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Caution and Henry Davis. It was produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to Henry, Steve, Claire, everyone working at Matt and to all the wonderful folks who came here today to today's show. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a Sydney production great guest of the Cheater. Bye!
Wow. Yeah. Did you enjoy the hell out of that, guys? I hope you did. We certainly did.
It feels like, you know, people talk about those kind of moments where people step up to the plate. People talk about Florence at Glastonbury stepping in when the Foo Fighters couldn't perform. Pulp, they're coming of age.
Oh, they did, yeah. You know,
they famously stepped up to the plate. It feels like that was cometh the hour, cometh producer Gwyn, and it feels like the start of something. You know, it feels like very much the start of something. I feel very privileged to have been there to witness that.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to become like, you know, like it's going to be people show up for Gwyn's piano work. That's what it's going to be. People are going to show up now. It's, you know, there's going to be a bigger contingent of Gwyn fans in the audience, you know, just fingers crossed that he tinkles the ivories because he's good. Oh, I never even knew he could do it. He just wandered over to the piano when in rehearsals and busted it out.
Oh, imagine having that in your back pocket.
I know.
Oh, what a grand piano.
Ruined his trousers, post, but you know.
Post all these hogs, I think I might be able to actually.
Right. Don't forget, of course, if you enjoy what we do, then please, please, please join the Patreon. Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Honestly, I think it's one of the best value Patreons out there. For £4 a month, you get a bonus episode every single week, plus bonus beefs, plus bonus audio from all of the episodes. We have a great time recording those bonus episodes. They're really, really fantastic. We'd love you to join us and listen to those. All you have to do is see the kind of comments we get and the emails we get. People who join the Patreon, they love it. And I think you will too. So if you enjoy our podcast and you love the fact that we've been putting out free episodes ever since 2011, then maybe give a tiny something back. We shouldn't hurt too much, should it? £4 a month? You barely even notice it. But it would mean the world to us. So patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
Get on board. Any other business?
I don't think so.
No.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Hey, will you please be upstanding for today's Patreon Neighborhood Watch? Roll call! Whoa there, buddies! Are we in for a treat when I say the next thing soon? Let me tell you about my day. I was eating eggs with Laura Beggs.
Eggs?
Well, that's the truth.
That's the truth. Let me tell you about my day. I was watching The Muppets as created by Jim Henson with my friend Chris Jensen.
That's the truth.
Ain't that the truth? And are we in for a treat?
That's the truth. Oh, boys, I got some truth for you here. But you can't tell anyone. You gotta promise. I spent all day with my friend, Mick Thomas.
What? Mick Thomas.
And is that the truth? That's the truth. Well, don't even get me started. Sometimes it rains and sometimes it pours. But one thing is true, and I am glad of that. I once sat next to Sam Adams, and that is the truth.
That's the truth, guys.
That's the truth.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Okay. Just the other day, are we in for a treat? Well, just the other day, I had brunch with Frankenstein's monster.
What?
And that's the truth. And through his neck, he had a bolt.
Oh.
I forgot. Someone else was at the lunch. It was Dan Holt.
What? Whoa. I believe that Frankenstein's the scientist, and that's the truth.
Oh.
That's right. That's why I said Frankenstein's monster.
I know you did.
That's the truth.
Well, it's both the truth.
I know you did.
Just checking.
Steady, just step down there, buddy. I know you did.
I have some truth for you here, boys. Quick, give us some truth, Clarky.
The other day, I was playing rummage. I wasn't playing rummage.
Okay, that's all right.
I was playing rugby, and I got into a bit of a scrummage.
Yep.
With Polite Crow asking if you might kindly open the bins for a rummage.
And that's the truth.
That's the truth. Thank
and
you for that
I,
name.
I believe that Big Ben is actually the name of the bell.
I believe it. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
I could not be pleased more to tell you I once met a Toby doll. And that's the truth.
And that's the truth. I can't get much older than my dear friend Alex Calder.
That's the truth. I was cleaning the chimneys, and I got covered in soot. So I had to have a bath with my good friend Samuel Foote. And that's the truth.
One day I was crying, and I'll never know why. So please stop being sad and dry your eyes, William Ryan. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Oh, one day I was crying, and I'll never know why. Oh, maybe it's because I'll never fly as high as my dear friend Sarah Baron.
Oh, one day I was fishing, and I caught a beautiful sea bream, and then I clubbed it over the head with my friend Cryptosporidium.
And that's the truth.
One day I was crying because I was fishing and I didn't know how to do it. What do you do? Do you put something on the end of a rope? Well, luckily for me, little Jimmy P popped me on a boat and took me to the sea, and we fished all day, and that is the truth.
Oh, one day I was crying because the boat left the shore with Thomas P. and Jimmy P. and not one person more. No, I was standing on the shore just a-wishing that I could go, go, go fishing. Well, I felt the perfect fool until I was comforted by my dear friend Rahul.
Oh, one day I was a fishing, but I caught a nothing. So I put my rods up to let and sold them to Ryan Hamlet.
That's the truth.
And that concludes today's Patreon Neighborhood Watch roll call.
Bye bye.
Truth.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.